You know, when I first heard about Bookstack, I have to admit I was a bit skeptical. Another wiki platform. But you sent over some info, and the more I dig in, the more intrigued I become. Seems like you're looking into wiki software and you're really into open source. So in this deep dive, we're focusing on Bookstack. It's a free and open source platform for documentation. We're checking out their official website and their GitHub repository to, help you decide if Bookstack is the right tool for you.
Yeah, one of the things that really fascinates me about Bookstack is it doesn't try to be everything to everyone. It's really laser focused on being a great documentation tool. The developers call it an opinionated platform, meaning they've made specific choices that prioritize ease of use over like endless customization.
So it's fair to say that if someone needs highly customized features, Bookstack might not be the best fit.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
But for people who value like a really smooth and intuitive experience, Bookstack's opinionated design is a real strength.
Okay, I'm starting to see why you're so into this. Their website keeps using words like simple, self-hosted, and easy to use. It almost sounds too good to be true.
Well, they actually back up those claims
Yeah.
with a really straightforward structure. It's organized as books, chapters, and pages, just like a real book, which makes it very user-friendly.
Okay, you had me at like a real book, honestly. But you know me, I'm all about the details. Can someone with, let's say, basic word processing skills really jump in and start creating content?
Absolutely. They have a WYSIWYG G editor, so what you see is what you get. No coding experience required. It's really designed to be accessible to anyone.
That's a huge plus for a lot of people. Ease of use is great, but does that mean it's lacking features? I saw their site mentions a search function. How robust is it really?
The search is actually surprisingly powerful. It's not just basic keyword matching. Imagine like being able to link directly to specific paragraphs within your documentation. That's the kind of interconnectedness that Bookstack offers.
So it's not just dumping information into a void, it's more like building a connected network of knowledge. Is that what you're saying?
Precisely. And that level of interconnectedness just makes information so much easier to find and navigate.
Okay, I'm seeing the appeal. Now, what about looks? Can you customize the platform to fit your needs, like branding or privacy settings?
You do have some control, yes. You can customize the platform's name, the logo, manage registration options, and you can even decide whether to make your Bookstack public or private. It's a good balance between simplicity and flexibility.
Okay, now for the techie stuff, brace yourself, listener. The website mentions it uses PHP, the Laravel framework, and a MySQL database. What does that mean for the average user? Did they need to become a coding whiz to use Bookstack?
Not at all. Bookstack is designed to be very lightweight and performant. You don't need a super powerful server to run it. In fact, Bookstack can run smoothly on a basic virtual private server. Think of it as like renting a small online space for your documentation instead of needing a whole building.
That's actually really reassuring, especially for individuals or small teams on a budget. Okay, I'm ready for the wear factor. What are some bonus features that will make our listener run, not walk, to check this out?
Well, for the visual learners out there, Bookstack has built-in diagrams.net integration. So you can create flowcharts, mind maps, network diagrams, all directly within your documentation. No more switching between different apps. It's all right there.
Okay, that's pretty slick. And I see here they also offer multilingual support, a markdown editor option, and even multi-factor authentication for security. Seems like they've really thought of what users might need. What about the people behind the scenes? What's the development process like for Bookstack?
Well, being an open source project, Bookstack relies heavily on its community, and their code is on GitHub, where a dedicated team is actively working on new features, bug fixes, and security updates. In fact, they even recently released version 24.damnBASIC2, which shows they're pretty serious about maintenance and security.
That recent update is definitely a good sign. And I see they have a hacking Bookstack section in their documentation. Is that for like expert level users?
It is for those who want to go deeper and maybe customize the code itself. But even if you're not a programmer, Bookstack has a really lively community on platforms like Discord, where you can find support, exchange ideas, and even chat with the developers directly.
So even though it's self-hosted, you're not left to figure it all out on your own. You got this whole community backing you up. I like that. Now I'm noticing that Bookstack is fully MIT licensed. Can you break down what that means for our listener in practical terms?
Sure. The MIT license is one of the most permissive open source licenses out there. So you have complete freedom to use, modify, and even distribute Bookstack for any purpose. Personal or commercial, it's all about flexibility and control.
So no vendor lock-in or unexpected fees. That's fantastic. And one more thing that caught my eye. They have a really thorough list of attributions for the libraries and projects they use. What's the significance of that?
Well, transparency builds trust, right? It shows respect for the work of others in the OpenSource community. They're not trying to hide anything, which makes me more confident in their approach.
Yeah.
So what do you think so far? Is Bookstack starting to win you over?
I'll be honest, I'm pretty impressed. It seems like a really well thought out platform. But I'm curious, who's actually using this in the real world? And what are they using it for?
That's where it gets really interesting. We'll dive into those real world applications and explore the many ways Bookstack is being used by individuals and organizations. In our next segment, stay tuned.
All right, we're back and ready to dive into some real world applications of Bookstack. We've established that it's simple, powerful, and community driven. But now I want to know who's actually using it and what they're doing with it. Is it mainly for developers or are there other use cases?
Oh, it's definitely not just for, like, techies. Bookstack's flexibility makes it incredibly versatile. You can use it for anything, from internal team wikis to public documentation for software projects.
So you're saying I could use it for, like, an employee handbook at my company, or even to create training materials?
Absolutely. And those are just a few examples. You know, educators are using it to build course materials and facilitate collaborative student projects. Nonprofits are using it to document their processes and share information with stakeholders. The possibilities are pretty vast.
Wow, it's like a Swiss Army knife for knowledge management. And because it's self-hosted, you have complete control over your data. That's a big plus for privacy-conscious users, or anyone working with sensitive information, wouldn't you say?
You're spot on. You're not at the mercy of some third-party platform with their own terms of service and data policies. You decide where your data lives and who has access to it.
Okay, so far it's sounding pretty amazing, but I have to ask, are there any downsides? No software is perfect, right?
True. And remember, Bookstack is all about simplicity and straightforwardness. So if you're looking for a highly customizable platform with, like, tons of bells and whistles, you might need to look elsewhere. It's not designed to be everything for everyone.
Right. It's about choosing the right tool for the job. If you need a clean, elegant solution for documentation, Bookstack shines. But if you need something more complex or specialized, there might be other platforms that fit the bill better.
Exactly. And, you know, since it's self-hosted, you are responsible for the setup and maintenance. So if you're not familiar with server administration, it might require learning some new skills or seeking help from someone who is.
Good point. But for those who are comfortable with a bit of technical setup, it seems like a worthwhile investment. You get this incredibly powerful and flexible platform that you completely control. No more worrying about vendor lock-in or sudden price increases.
Yeah, and let's not forget about that community support we mentioned earlier. You know, if you run into any problems or have questions, there's a whole network of friendly and knowledgeable people ready to help.
Speaking of community, can we take a peek behind the curtain and see what's happening on their GitHub repository? I'm always curious to see how open source projects are managed and what kind of discussions are going on.
Oh yeah, it's buzzing with activity. You can see the developers actively working on new features, squashing bugs. And responding to community feedback. It's really inspiring to see how committed they are to making Bookstack the best it can be.
I'm seeing tons of comments and suggestions from users, too. It looks like a very collaborative environment.
It truly is. And that's the beauty of open source. It's constantly evolving, with everyone contributing their ideas and expertise. And it's not just about code contributions, either. You can participate in discussions, report bugs, or even help translate Bookstack into different languages.
So you're not just a passive user. You can actively shape the software. I love that. But let's say someone isn't ready to dive into the code. Is there a way to test out Bookstack before committing to setting it up?
There is. Bookstack has a demo instance accessible right from their website. Think of it as a test drive. You can play around with all the features, create some sample content, and see if it's a good fit for you.
That's a smart move on their part. It allows potential users to experience the platform firsthand without any risk. So to recap, we've covered Bookstack's core features, its advantages and disadvantages, and even got a glimpse into the vibrant community behind it.
But the real question is, how can our listener apply this knowledge? What are some specific ways Bookstack could enhance their work or personal projects?
That's a great lead-in to our final segment. We'll explore some practical tips and strategies for getting the most out of Bookstack. We'll look at best practices for organizing your documentation, tips for effective team collaboration, and even some techniques for customizing the platform. So don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the final part of our Bookstack Deep Dive. I hope you're feeling inspired and ready to unlock the full potential of this platform. You know, sometimes getting started with a new tool can feel overwhelming. So let's talk about how to actually UEC Bookstack to, you know, streamline your work.
Yeah.
And maybe even have a little fun in the process. Yeah, sometimes the hardest part is just knowing where to begin. One of the keys to success with any documentation platform is good organization. Think about it. Have you ever struggled to find what you needed in like a messy wiki?
Oh, tell me about it. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack sometimes. So how can Bookstack help with that?
Well, remember that intuitive books, chapters, pages, structure we talked about earlier, that's your foundation.
Mm.
Think of your books as the main categories for your documentation. For instance, if you're creating an employee handbook, you might have separate books for like company policies, benefits, and training resources.
So you're saying it's like building a virtual library.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And within each book, you can create chapters to organize your content even further. So under company policies, you might have chapters on like code of conduct, vacation policy, and expense reimbursement.
Okay, so it's like creating a roadmap for your knowledge base, breaking it down into manageable chunks. And remember that powerful linking feature we discussed, you can connect related pages across different books and chapters, creating this interconnected web of information.
Right, that interconnectedness is so important. It lets people easily find what they need, even if you're not sure where to start.
Yeah.
And speaking of finding information, don't forget about Bookstack's awesome search feature.
Yeah, it's like having a Google search just for your personal notes and documents.
That's a great analogy. You can search across all your books, chapters, and pages, or narrow your search to a specific section. No more wasting time digging through files or trying to remember file names.
Okay. Organization and search, check and check. Now let's move on to collaboration. One of the things that really excites me about Bookstack is its built-in support for teamwork.
Absolutely. Imagine this. You can invite team members to contribute to your documentation, assign roles and permissions, and even track changes and revisions. It's a great way to boost collaboration and make sure everyone is on the same page, literally.
And if you're working on a large project with multiple contributors, wouldn't it be helpful to have a space to discuss specific sections, like ask questions or provide feedback?
Bookstack has you covered there, too. They have a built-in commenting system that allows for exactly that. It's like having a virtual brainstorming session right within your documentation.
That's so much more efficient than trying to manage feedback through emails or separate chat threads. Okay, so we've talked about organization, search, and collaboration. Now let's shift gears and talk about customization. I know we said Bookstack is designed for simplicity, but does that mean you can't personalize it at all?
Not at all. You can customize the look and feel of the platform with different themes, add your own logo, and even tweak the code if you're comfortable with that. And remember the diagrams.net integration we talked about.
Oh, right. The tool for creating visuals directly within your documentation.
Exactly. It's like having a professional design studio right at your fingertips. You can create everything from simple process flows to complex technical diagrams, all without leaving the Bookstack environment.
So whether you're a small business owner documenting your processes, a team of developers building software documentation, or a nonprofit organization sharing information with the world, Bookstack seems to have the tools to get the job done.
It really is a versatile platform that can adapt to many different needs. And the best part is, it's constantly evolving and improving thanks to the active development community.
So if you're ready to take the plunge, head over to bookstackcap.com, check out the demo, and start building your own knowledge base. You might just discover that Bookstack is the wiki BFF you've been searching for.
And who knows, you might even be inspired to contribute to the project yourself and join that passionate community that's making Bookstack better every day.
It's been a pleasure guiding you through this deep dive into Bookstack. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are excited to explore the world of open source documentation.
Until next time, happy documenting.